I made a noise because it wasn't quite ready. Bienvenue au spectacle. What is it? Spectacle sonore. I did a welcome to the sound show. I did a translate into French. Bienvenue au spectacle sonore. Let's have it pronounce it for me.
Bienvenue au spectacle sonore.
Speak. It's like spick.
Bienvenue au spectacle sonore.
Spick. A spectacle. I don't want to say spick, but spectacle sonore. I guess that's the French eh. I don't know.
Bienvenue au spectacle sonore.
Spectacle sonore. I think there's a subtle difference. It's like these phonemes are subtly different. Like the eh, 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 eh. It's between eh and eh. Eh, spick, spick, spick. It's not speck, it's spick, spick. You can just tighten your throat. Move your tongue a little bit closer to the roof of your mouth. Bienvenue au spectacle sonore. But no one's going to notice. And probably like the regional differences in French are like, you know, and you get variety there. I spoke French a little bit with a Belgian guy at Sangha. He said that I didn't sound like an American speaking French, that I sounded like, well, he didn't say this, but he echoes something someone else said. Is I had a French roommate, and he said that I sounded like somebody from some place he was not familiar with, but a native speaker, but like from some weird corner of the French Empire. I don't know. I guess they had an empire at one point, but maybe even like some like Hicktown in France. That's kind of what I say. So I don't sound quite right, but I don't sound like a non-native speaker. And in a sense, I am kind of a native speaker of French. I'm more like a native pronouncer of French because I heard it very early in my life. So I think I've been hearing and imitating the sounds early on. And I think that stuck with me. And also I think I'm just naturally good at imitating sounds. So, but